Brothers and sisters, repentance is not optional, and neither is belief. They are inseparable. They're part of a two-headed coin. Repent is on one side and belief is on the other side, but they still both are gifts. Look in our text, repent and belief are both what they call divine imperatives, which means that they are commands from God to continually repent and continually believe. Amen. The reason that's important, amen, is because you will continuously sin. And because you will continually sin, you need to continually repent. And then you need to continually believe that what God has done through Christ to deliver you from your sin is enough. That you don't try to go Jesus plus. I mean, you don't need to add nothing to the work that he's already done. Don't think that you got to have Jesus and. We're saved by grace alone through Christ alone. Amen. Look, these divine imperatives of repent and believe is not a one and done. Look, it's not like I do it one time and then I'm good. Because that's the way some folk take their salvation or take their coming in to God. You know, they come in and say, well, I'm going to go and walk down the aisle, give my life to God, and then say the prayer, and then I'm good. I ain't got to come back to church no more because I already done did all of the mechanical things that they tell me I got to do. Now, that's not a one and done thing, because just as sure as you wake up tomorrow, there'll be a new sin waiting on you. Amen. Look, God has declared in his gospel, here's the only one and done thing in this text, that through his son, the kingdom of God has come. You need to know that, because when the kingdom came, he brought salvation with him. Look, the devil knows it. The demons know it. The question is, do we know it? And if we know it, do we believe it? Jesus arriving in Galilee again started his ministry, and it changed everything. Therefore, we must continually repent. We must continually believe. Look, God has come in the person of Jesus Christ to redeem and restore us and ultimately reconcile us back to himself. The relationship, he reconciles us back to the relationship that we once had with him before we blew it. I mean, God didn't blow it. We blew it. Amen. He's come to save us from, look, watch this. God did not come to save us from our sin. I need you to hear this. He came to save us from his wrath. He forgave us of our sins to keep us from having to receive his wrath or suffer his wrath. God didn't come to forgive, to save you from sin. No. Sometimes we get that mixed up, that he came to save me from my sin. No, he came to forgive you of your sin. Because if you stayed in your sin, the only thing left for you was wrath. The only thing left for you was to be